Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice, come on, dig me now, one and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
I said yesterday I was trying to do something with it, and like I said, you know, the trying part is over. I'm actually doing something with it. And yesterday I spoke to you about finding your mission, your purpose, and, you know, what it's all for, what's it about, and how to get at it. I so spoke to you about that yesterday. Now, and I told you that the only way to find your real purpose, your real mission in life, your real what for, the thing that you got to go get after, is you got to connect with God. You have to connect with him, because as your creator, no one knows better what you were made for than your maker. I mean, it just make a lot of common sense, don't it? I mean, really, you know, people kill me with the lack of belief. I mean, you know, like all of this that we have today spun out from a cosmic ball of dust in the galaxy that cooled off and formed all these lakes and rivers and clouds and mountains and valleys and birds and animals and people from a cosmic speck of dust. And that they act like there's no connection to a higher calling or a higher reasoning. That's just... You know, and they try to create, for those that do believe, this hocus pocus ritual, this magical, what is that? There's no scientific, I don't argue science. I think that science is very real. I think that science is very applicable. I think that science helps us learn so many things. But science ain't everything now. You might as well under that, there's some unexplainables that science can't wrap their mind around, so here they go with something else. And then you got the naysayers who use that, the non-believers who use that as the proof that there is no higher calling or higher being. And I listen to me. I don't really into explaining all that away. If that's how you feel, then go on and get to feeling how you feeling with it. But let me explain something to you. I just don't see how. I don't see how, man. What is this conscious that eats away at you from time to time? Where does the moral barometer come from that exists in your life? What makes you know the difference between right and wrong? Did that come from that cosmic speck of dust that spun out of control and cooled this fiery hot ball down? And then these lakes and rivers and all the clouds and mountains got cooled. Where did your conscious come from? What is your need to cry out from? Where does the word, Lord, help me, come from? Why, when you get in a dark place and you whisper Jesus, where'd it come from? Huh? What is that? What is that if you're driving on the road and your car caroms off a cliff? The words that come out your mouth, where them come from? Oh, Lord, help me. You know, where do these promises come from that we make? These deals we cut that we make with a higher power? Why when you're at your lowest moment, man, you turn somewhere? Okay, enough of that. I've explained my side of it. And a matter of fact, God is really almost unexplainable to me. So really for me to sit here and try to explain, I'm really not that good of a guy. You know what I mean? I'm not that person. So let me try to give you something real here. Okay. So this, we didn't just had that moment. I had to get that off my chest. I want to share something with you about when you strike out to find your mission, or how about when you strike out on your mission? Once you discover what your purpose is, or let's simplify it. What happens when you set a goal and you're ready to strike out on that goal? What happens when you set an ambition in front of you, or put something in your sights that you want to attain, that you want to become successful at? What's the mindset that you have to develop? There are three things. You must first ask, you must then believe, and you must then receive. Now, the receive part, all these parts is got a thing to it. You just got to ask for it. You know, you've heard the scripture before. You have not because you ask not. Why don't you ask? But then after you ask, here's the kick. You got to believe that it can happen for you. Stop looking at the success of other people and not thinking that that same success can happen for you. And I'm not saying that specific way. I'm just saying a success can happen for you just like it can happen for somebody else. Why do you think it keeps happening to other people over and over? Because they ask and they believe. Now, here's the cold part. Receive it. Uh-oh. What you mean receive it? I asked for it. I believe in it. Why would I not want to receive it? Act like it. Act like it's already there. Behave as though you have it in your hands. Smile about it. Realize that, man, it's just days away. And how many other days that is? If it's days away, it's just days away. We don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, next week, in 30 days. We don't know if it's going to take a few years. But you got to receive it, though. You got to ask, you got to believe, and you got to receive it. You got to act as though it's there. Now, there's another part now to this about work. You know, don't please, faith without works is dead. Don't think you're going to just ask for something, believe in, and then go sit down and start watching TV. Come on now, let's get real. Let's not leave out the other jewel. You got to work. But now, hear what I want you to know about when you strike out on that mission. That the journey that you strike out on to accomplish a goal or to set out on the mission, if you could understand this, it'll help you so much. The journey is a process. It's not an arrival date. It's a process. All you're looking to do, folks, is start the process. Get it started. Don't worry about the arrival date. Act like it's there. The arrival date is coming. But here is the beauty of the journey being a process. But all along the way of your journey, you will find success. The whole time you're in the process of finding your mission, fulfilling your mission, uncovering your dreams, reaching your goals, the beauty of it is, all along the way, you're going to find success on so many levels. And people fail to look at that part. They keep thinking to themselves, man, I ain't there yet. I ain't, you know, it's like when you take a little kid on a long car trip and they're in the backseat. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Boy, if you just look out the window, see where we done been. Look out the window. Look at the mountains. Look at these trees. Look at the views we got. No, we ain't there yet. But Lord have mercy, look at what he's showing us along the way. Smell the roses. Have yourself a cup of coffee. Chill every now and then and see what he's doing for you. Because the journey is a process. But man, know that in the process of arriving at your designated goal, dream, ambition, or mission, understand this, There are things that are going to happen to you along the way, man, that will be so gratifying and fulfilling, where the journey is joyful. There is joy in the journey. You don't have to be there to appreciate the ride. Appreciate the journey and the process. Stop getting mad because you ain't at the arrival date or your dreams ain't came true yet. Look up. You might discover, man, that you're living better. You might discover that you don't have a million yet, but you done made a quarter of a million. What you tripping for? Because you ain't got the million yet. Remember when you didn't have nothing? Be grateful for the $250,000 mark, the $100,000 mark, the $322,000 mark. Don't you understand, man? You may not be where you want to be, but man, can't you thank God that you ain't where you was? How about that one?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey
good
Morning Show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We are here.
Somebody's late.
He's on his way, I hear.
Somebody ain't here.
He's taxiing.
Mm-hmm. The new guy.
Glad it ain't me.
I know, new guy, right?
New guy snitching?
Come on,
somebody
new guy.
Somebody's late. Somebody ain't here for their own show.
You just saying.
I'm just saying. I'm just observing things.
Well, in the words of Junior, morning, everybody.
Morning, everybody.
Yeah. My voice is a little low right now. I can't get up there, but
yeah.
In the words of Junior.
He is on his way. We are here.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. So anybody want to say it before I say it?
What?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Obama. Yeah, baby. President Obama, happy birthday, man.
No, Junior. President Obama's birthday is in August. No.
Yeah, he's
talking about the other guy.
That's what I'm wishing happy birthday.
The other new guy.
That guy.
Yeah. He's 71 today, Donald Trump.
Yes. He acts like he's 97.
I know.
God, he's a trip,
or
man.
Or 17.
Depends on the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends is the right word, Junior. You're absolutely right.
That's what he's wearing this morning. It depends.
I don't know what he has in store.
Oh, my God. Just more long red ties, probably.
Yeah.
Long red ties.
Yeah, but he can't button that coat.
Not since he got in the White House.
He doesn't even attempt.
No, he's just putting the hell with it. Yeah.
Usually, guys, when you sit down, you unbutton that button. Yeah. And then when you stand up,
he's
got
more girth now, huh?
Well, wouldn't you?
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, normally they get grayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, while they're in office.
He's gotten heavier.
Yeah, but he's gotten heavier.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They say it's those late night tweets. He's up snacking.
Tweeting and eating.
That's what I'm saying.
Laying in the presidential bed with a bowl of ice cream on his stomach.
With his phone. With his phone.
That's what we do.
We're in radio.
We do. Yeah.
Well, we get up and move around, though. We really do. Yeah. We do. Yeah, my God, he is so fat. He's the fattest. You know, Taft was the fattest president we've had, and he's on the record to beat Taft.
Oh, really?
And Taft was so fat, he got stuck in the tub. They had a special tub that they put in the White House for
him. Wow, and he got stuck?
He got stuck, and Trump was on the way there.
Well, it's a stressful job.
Whatever.
Well, it's a stressful job.
How is it stressful to say no
to everything?
And we never see him.
And you're fired.
Yeah, and you're fired.
We've seen other people, other presidents exercise.
Obama played ball.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. George Bush, I think, rode bikes or ran. Yeah, whatever, but... Yeah, I don't know.
And First Lady Michelle Obama was very active.
She was in the garden working out.
To get thin. She had a whole movement. Did you guys see the cabinet meeting the other day?
I don't recall. I don't remember.
I don't quite recall.
The praise cabinet meeting.
Yes.
It was a pep rally.
That was so staged.
Beauregard Stonewall Sessions.
Yes. And then yesterday, Jeff Sessions testified and...
He didn't remember a damn thing, did he?
No.
Nothing.
Better than my great-grandmother.
He came out, though, guns a-blazing.
He did.
All right, we're coming back with something funny. It's Shop Talk today.
Come on, I love Shop Talk.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God, going to the shop.
We're going to the shop.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's right, Junior. All right, happy Wednesday to you. Steve Harvey is on the, wait till I tell you about his big day. But, you know, you got to know that Shop Talk is coming up. Cutmo's. The fellas are going to the barbershop this morning.
I love it.
This is the place we can talk straight at.
It is, man.
Uh-huh, this is it.
You can talk like you want to talk.
Yeah, like guys. Like guys do, you know? Talk about women. Whatever you guys talk about.
Lies.
The president, whatever.
You can lie.
Big lies. Big lies. But before we do that, this is such an exciting day for us. It's the start of a mentoring camp.
Mentoring
week for Steve. The Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation. And he does this every year. He takes a select group of boys
down. Turning boys into men.
Yeah, boys of single family. Moms. Yeah, single moms.
Right, fatherless homes.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, and you guys know this as men, that women can't teach you how to be a man, like that. You know, you need those skills from men. And if you don't have a father, Steve is providing that down at the mentoring camp all this week. I mean,
a week of mentoring.
Yeah, yes, a lot of activities planned for the young boys. And I love the stories about the young guys who just you know, all of that. My mom used to call that smelling themselves, you know, at that age. And then they come and they go down there.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they, you know, they come back like humbler and, you know, just ready to
more determined to do something with themselves.
To change their lives and to have a better life for themselves.
So, and you've had such great success stories about kids who've gone to college.
Absolutely.
Gone to service, have gotten jobs. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, so it's
and
good.
They have programs down there for the moms as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's
they
great
do.
To hear that, especially Brandy, Steve's daughter, who kind of, you know, put all these programs together on site. And it's really, really great for the moms because I've heard different mothers say that they feel like they're not alone. You know,
absolutely.
With this single mom.
So there's a lot of moms down there?
Yeah, they provide for the moms.
Single moms
as well.
Are down there? A lot of single
moms. Yes, a lot of
fatherless
single moms.
Homes.
They're down there now. Lots of them.
Lots of them, Jay.
Single
moms.
Well,
what are you saying? Why are you
I'm just saying that knowing the what they're doing down there, lots of them are there.
Yeah, single moms.
You're saying we need to go down there, Jay?
that's what it sounds like, Junior.
You know what you're saying, Link?
Single mom needs somebody to talk to. A lot of mentoring.
Keyword men. Key syllable, men.
Let me help you with them groceries.
And I love the mission of the Mentoring Foundation. It's to provide outreach to fatherless youth, like we were just talking about, by promoting educational enrichment, one-on-one mentoring, and global service initiatives that will cultivate the next generation of responsible leaders. Mm-hmm. That is their mission. That is their mission. And you can help if you're on board with that. You can definitely help with a gift, with a donation, with your support to provide youth with nationwide programming and mentoring caps. Because Steve talked about that, how he wants to expand and all of that. Put it in more cities. Get more boys.
Yeah. What year is this? He's been. This is the what?
I think this is the ninth year. Yeah, the ninth year. He wants to take it global. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to help with all of that, and who doesn't, okay, it's such a worthy cause, you can text 91999, that's 91999, to Steve, okay? Text 91999 to Steve. That's for the giving campaign that you want to be a part of that.
What's the number for the moms?
Will you stop?
It's the same number.
Text
91999.
How you getting checked with all the moms?
Give them your number, Jay.
777-9311.
So I know you're new, so next year you have to go, Jay.
Yeah,
you have
go
to
go. And see it, yes.
Yeah, you have to go. But anyway, so do that. We want to say thank you to the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation.
That's
because
great
they do
stuff.
It every year.
Good stuff, Steve.
These
good
are
stuff.
Not their kids, but, you know, they take the time to help raise
to help other
your people. Boys, you know. So now let's mosey on over to Cutmo.
What's going over there, man?
What's happy. Up? Yeah.
Here we go.
Is it a barbershop? Is it
there
a barbershop? It's a barbershop. I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all
healthy.
Right.
Conversation. Healthy conversation.
That's all it is.
It's a barbershop. Now, here's the first problem we got. I come down here today, and the damn door is wide open. Anybody even in here?
Anybody even in? I sat right on in.
Mo ain't in here cutting no hair. Ain't got no customers in here.
Slim ain't
the
here.
The damn door wide open. This is what. Go ahead. Go ahead and say what you got to say.
No, I'm just saying Slim ain't here. Where is Mo at? He ain't here.
The nail girl ain't here, but she ain't never here.
It's yeah, just Wednesday morning, wide open shop.
Not girl.
Anytime you go to a black barber shop, they have the beautician station, but don't be no beautician, the nail person there. The person do the nails is all set up nice and neat, but you ain't never seen her.
You ain't never seen her. She ain't never here.
Shoe shine guy ain't never got down there shining shoe. None of that. It's just an empty area. This is how black businesses go out of business.
Oh.
Don't nobody be at the business. You leave your damn door open.
Uh-huh. Just wide open.
Wide damn open.
Well, maybe a gust of wind blew it open.
Maybe.
Nah, ain't no gust of wind. In the hood, ain't nobody gust of wind ever blew a door open in the hood. Not as tight. We keep these doors locked around here.
I don't think wind even come in the hood.
Ain't no wind in the world. Not here.
But that's okay. We can talk anyway. We can talk men talk. We can talk stuff that's in the news. We can talk about that basketball game. Because if Mo was here, he wouldn't let her talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Mo, you know, he from Cleveland.
That's probably why Mo ain't here today.
Yeah, he ain't want to hear what we got to say.
He ain't got to hear what we want to say.
So what do you have to say about
it? I'm telling you, them light-skinned boys cut that ass, didn't they?
They got off in it.
It was almost like they were saying it's 50,000 of them. It wasn't that many.
No, just three.
Where they coming from? There's so many of them.
Well, now LeBron did get 41 points.
Whatever.
That don't matter. That's a lot of effort for a loss. That's what I think. LeBron James hairline back here with man. I mean, it was just hard.
All right, guys. Nephews, run that prank back coming up after this jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann will be here with today's national headlines. A lot of them going on today. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. Title, Your Daughter is Hired.
Let's hear this.
Oh, Lord.
Play too much.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Kimmy, please. She's not here right now.
Okay.
Hey, listen, this is Money B from down at the club. I'm reaching out to her. She put an application in about working at the club, and I'm giving her a call back letting her know that we selected her to be one of the employees there, and she took a physical, and the physical came back okay, so we wanted to let her know we wanted to get her started by next Friday.
Oh, okay. She ain't here right now. I mean, can you give me your number, and I'll have her call you back?
Okay. Who am I speaking with now?
This her daddy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm how you doing, sir? I'm Money B down at the club. She is in college, right?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's a junior.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, what's she waiting tables?
No, she's not waiting tables. We got her doing let me give you my number, sir.
Yeah, you can do that. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay. All right, got it.
And that's Money B. She knows me. She's the one. She filled out the application with me. And can I get you to write down the attire on what we need her to wear to make sure she has the right uniform on when she comes in?
Okay.
All right. We're going to need definitely in heels. You're definitely going to be in 6-inch heels. That's for sure. You know, we also need at least 3 changes of bikinis. And
a bikini. What do you mean a bikini? I mean,
we would like most of our girls wear thong bikinis, but
wait a minute. Kimmy ain't that kind of girl now.
I'm sorry, sir.
I mean, she ain't gonna be in no thongs and all that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
What is your name, bro?
Like I say, sir, I'm Money B.
No. What is your name? Your regular name, bro.
Well, no, everybody on the street call me Money B.
I ain't everybody on the street. What is your name?
Oh, I mean, if you ask me, my real name is Carl.
Okay, now Carl, when you address me as Carl, I don't want to talk to no Money B. Now, what's the name of this club again?
The name of the club, sir, is Pink's.
What? Hold on a minute. So what you're trying to tell me is my little Kimmy didn't put an application in to work at a strip club?
Well, yeah, she put it in. You know, she came in and danced for us. We liked the way she moved.
Of course, what I
can't do is put her on the main stage. She's going to have to start, you know, on the backstage before she can move up to that level. So
she ain't going to be on the main stage.
We need to get her to come in with at least three changes of bikinis, man, most preferably thongs. But we're going to take real good care of her, you know.
Whoa, you ain't finna take care of my Kimmy. You're not taking care of my Kimmy. She ain't going to dance on the front stage, side stage, back stage, left stage, right stage. She ain't going to dance on no stage. Now, she is a junior in school, majoring in political science. She's going to go on to be a lawyer. She's not that kind of girl.
Sir, you're stating she's not that kind of girl. She's come down here and auditioned for us. We got a physical. She filled out an application. I'm setting ready for her to go by Friday.
And she gonna be up on the stage with a cast on her arm because I'm gonna break it. Now I don't know what the hell she doing, but that is some bull. We don't do that. My family, we don't do that. She is not that kind of girl.
Okay, sir, can I ask you this question, sir? Have you personally ever been to a strip club?
It don't matter what I've been through. That ain't got nothing to do with my Kimmy. She is not going to be on nobody's stage shaking her ass.
Sir, I think at this point, you know, I mean, we get a lot of college girls that want to make some side money. And if she wants to do it, this is legal. It's clean.
I don't care nothing about her trying to make no money. If she want to make some money, she can come out here and work this overtime pouring this cement with me. Okay. But she ain't finna shake her ass on nobody's stage.
Okay, sir, I tell you what. Can you just tell Kimmy we're looking for her at 7:30 on Friday? And I'm waiting on her.
Ain't no way in the world you gonna make me believe that my daughter was down there shaking her at no strip club, bruh.
Sir, like I said, she's supposed to come in at 7:30 on Friday. I don't want to get into it. I'm money beat, and I don't get into stuff like this.
Look, man, I told you don't be. Your name ain't money beat, first of all.
And if
she was down there and she was dancing, she saw you ain't gonna hear from her no more. She won't be coming down there no more.
Okay, sir, I've been trying to be cool and cordial with you, but let me say this to you. You're starting to get in the middle of my money now, okay? Now, Kimmy's supposed to be up here shaking her butt Friday night, and I'm going to be looking for her, all right? Now, you can't get in the middle of my money now.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a about your money. I don't care nothing about that. Your money ain't got nothing to do with me. Now, if I see you around my door...
Sir, you coming in between me and my money
hold
now.
Hold on, dog. Look, let me tell you something. You and your money. And let me tell you something right now, man. My daughter ain't gonna be down in no pink stiletto, orange stilettos, neither. Dancing like that money be called whoever the is. And if I hear about you being around her or her being around there, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go for you. Because she know better than
that. She's got a right to make
and you don't get the worst of it, money, B. I don't give a about your money. I'm gonna take your money and stick it in your don't play that.
Hey, let me sorry, can I just tell you this? I'm just going to tell you this.
Money be a call, whoever. My daughter ain't dancing no strip club. Do you understand me?
She told me you was going to act like this. She told me
I don't give a what she told you. And she told you right.
You know what else she told me?
I don't give a what she told you.
She told me to tell you who I am. And you talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter, Kimmy.
I don't give a what she told you. She ain't gonna be dancing no damn club.
Sir, you
don't serve me.
Hear me, sir. Okay, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your daughter, Kimmy, got me to prank phone call you.
Lord, how mercy. Man, are you still? I'm still hot. I still might get her. I still might handle up for doing this. Man, I got my blood pressure up like this. Man, I'm on medicine.
Right.
I'm on medicine, dog. Man.
Oh,
boy, man. What is three? Y'all got me. Bro, the last thing a man want to hear that he got to go down to a strip club and pull his baby girl out of there is the last thing a man want to hear.
Oh, that's right, man. Hey, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you know it.
Wow. Late too that much, was, nephew.
Woo, that was something right there. I felt the dad's pain on that one. Woo,
man.
Okay. All right, nephew.
Somebody's going to beat him up one day. Uh-huh. Yeah. One day.
It's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not going to be pretty at all.
Y'all stop saying that.
All right, so the question is, Well, the NBA World Champion Golden State Warriors, will they make that trip to the White House? That is the question.
I hope they don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they're going. Mm-hmm. Nah. I don't think they're going. They reportedly made a decision when Trump got elected that they would not, I repeat, would not go to the White House. So this was back last year when he got elected, last November. Mm-hmm. If they won the championship,
they weren't going.
We're not going. Yeah, yeah. We're just not
so
going
don't even
go.
Ask us.
Yeah,
now we good. We good.
Yeah. Now it looks like they're sticking to their word. It doesn't look like Steve Kerr will be changing his mind. That's the coach. But at the same time, a statement was released saying no decision has been made regarding a potential White House visit to celebrate their NBA title. And they also said, you know, we haven't been invited. So, you know, I mean,
nobody wants to meet him. Nobody?
And you know, if the Cavs had won, you know, LeBron
wasn't
going.
Gonna go
no, no. Please.
No, he wasn't going. So
I love it.
Yeah. LeBron would have gave that ring back if he had known that.
I'm good. They can have it.
All right, Ms. Ann is standing by.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, looky, looky, looky. Miss.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Life is good.
It's mentoring camp.
Yes, yeah, it is.
It is.
I just got here, pulled up. I'm broadcasting live from the camp. Mm-hmm. The boys come in today.
Mm, big day, big day.
Down here waiting, man. Wow.
Congratulations.
It's a big thing. I love mentoring camp, man. I love meeting the boys. You know, we're going to have to work through a lot of issues this week. But, man, I love. It's probably my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah, you completely immerse yourself into everything that's going on in the camp. You change, Steve, when you're down there.
Yeah,
you turn into Indiana Jones. You are. That's who you are when you're down there.
But he smiles a lot, though.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got off the plane. I had on camp gear.
Yeah.
You know, we had a different location this year. The Rock Ranch, I think, is what it's called. The Rock Ranch down here, just outside of Macon, Georgia. And we're down here with the boys, and I stay in a house down here somewhere on the ranch. I haven't seen it all yet. I came straight here so I could broadcast, set up the broadcast stuff inside the house. And I'm sitting here at the kitchen table.
What do you have on? Describe your outfit.
Got on a pair of Duluth. I ordered these pants this year. I've been watching the commercial. Seen that Duluth where the beaver bite a chunk out the man ass. Y'all, for real, dog.
That commercial is
for real. Duluth Trading Company pants. I was just looking at you, Duluth Trading Company pants. And I said, wow, really? So I ordered me some of them. So I got me on, the khaki pair today.
Oh, of course. Of course you have on khaki.
With all the pockets?
Yeah.
You got to have that. You got to have all them pockets. Very important.
And it comes with a belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's in the pockets, though? What's in the pockets, Steve?
I ain't loaded up yet. It's about to be fishing gear and
he ain't loaded up yet.
Bullets.
That ever-present
bullets?
Did you say? What?
Well, bullets from a gun. This is a new place.
You don't know the lay of the land yet.
Oh, I'm packing. I got.
Normally,
I got
it's like this big machete, Jay, that
he carries around with him.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got them. They're on the back of the Polaris. Boom sent them over here for me. So I bought my ATVs here, my Polarises. And I got my, just
what,
a little
what's
gun.
What's your shoe gear like?
Yeah, well, your shoe gear. What's your shoe gear?
Well, the shoe, I ain't got my boots on yet, but I'll be having on my boots.
It's definitely no sneakers, boots.
Oh yeah, you have a
whip.
Protect your feet.
Did you bring a whip?
Well, I wore sneakers on the plane. No, I don't need no whip. Just two Bowie knives and a pistol.
This is too much information.
Get you a boomerang just in case. Just get one.
Fishing hat.
We could talk about this all morning. I love this part because he's so relaxed and happy. But before we do all of that, let's go to Miss Ann, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Amtrak with the news. Good morning, Shirley, Carla, Tommy. Hey, everybody. Anthony Brown Jr. There's a lot going on right now in West London this morning.
Yeah.
Really, really bad stuff. A big, big fire. Mm-hmm. Horrific situation. A 27-story apartment building is on fire and is in danger, they say, now of collapse. The London Fire Commissioner is Danny Cotton. She says there have been many deaths.
I am very sad to confirm that there have been a number of fatalities. I cannot confirm the number at this time due to the size and complexity of this building, and it would clearly be wrong for me to speculate further.
Now, there are 120 apartments in this building, so it's a 27-story. A lot of folks did not get out, and the fire is raging. And again, the building is going to collapse. So they have 50 people they were able to get to the hospital. We don't know the conditions of those people or those persons. And a lot of people in the building, I hate to say, are really dead. They figure that they're dead now. It's a virtual towering inferno. 40 fire engines, about 200 firefighters deployed to the scene. They got the hazardous area response team there. That is in West London, everybody. A towering inferno, a 27-story apartment building on fire. Interestingly enough, Muslims who were awake during Ramadan, because, you know, they can only eat after sundown, so a lot of the Muslim families were awake, they may have saved a lot of lives because they were able to call the authorities and alert their neighbors because they were not asleep. Attorney General Jeff Sessions appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday. Amazing, right? Yeah. And it happens they are Muslims. They had to be up because they were celebrating Ramadan. Yeah. That is how God works. Attorney General Jeff Sessions appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday to defend himself against assertions that he lied about his contacts with Russian officials while he was campaigning for Donald Trump. Sessions denied having any contact with Russian diplomats besides happening to be at the same campaign event, and he got indignant.
The suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, to undermine the integrity of our democratic process is an appalling and detestable lie.
Of course, referring to that democratic process, the late Coretta Scott King and others claimed that Sessions did everything he could to keep black people from voting. Anyway, Sessions also claims that he had no contact with the special counsel, Robert Mueller, who's investigating the Russian cyber meddling thing. Sessions admits he did have two meetings with the Russians. And as for that, no, I didn't have any answer that he gave to the question during his confirmation hearings. Sessions basically said he didn't fully understand the question. Democrats say the nation's chief law enforcement officer simply lied. Sessions also says he recused himself from the Russia probe in order to be in accordance with the law. He wouldn't talk about any of the conversations he had. Privately with President Trump. He wouldn't say anything. By the way, happy birthday to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Psych.
Yeah.
No. Happy birthday to actress Marla Gibbs, star of The Jeffersons and 227. Everybody sing. No place like home. Woo! Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, now, you didn't get a chance, I'm sure, to watch this.
Quiet.
But, focus. But it's.
I am focused.
It was a show. This is a show that would have been really close to your heart, Steve. I'll tell you why. WGN America has canceled Underground. Underground was its critically acclaimed drama about, Steve, a group of runaway slaves and abolitionists fighting for freedom along the Underground Railroad. Though its creators have vowed to find a new home for it, despite solid ratings and ample social media buzz around the show, which was produced by our friend, well, I should say our former friend now, thanks to Jay, John Legend.
Hello, John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Underground's hopes of finding a new home following cancellation at WGN America, it's taken a final blow now.
What was the reason they said they canceled the
show?
Yeah,
why was that?
Well, they're saying they canceled it because, you know, it's too expensive.
People watch it.
People watched it.
They love it, Steve.
It was a very good show. It was very
so
good.
So it's not the ratings?
Mm-mm.
No. They told it from the runaway slaves' perspectives, and they were strong.
It's expensive.
They said it costs about $5 million an episode.
I don't understand why, because it's just people running.
$5 million an episode.
Yeah, $5 million an episode because it's a period piece. That's what Oprah was saying. Because John Legend reached out to Oprah to see if she could save it, and she was going to try, but she said it costs so much; it's just too costly. It costs more than Queen Sugar to make.
Right.
So, anyway, she said she just couldn't afford it.
She just couldn't afford it. What'd you say?
Ain't no cars in it. Ain't no explosion.
Yeah.
Ain't no wardrobe.
No wardrobe. Mm-hmm.
That is wardrobe. They do have piece wardrobes.
I mean, you know,
stuff
like
right there, you can get all that down it. You can get all that down it.
Salvation.
Where? Let right me hear this. Where?
Some.
At the thrift store.
You go, I dressed like a slave at the thrift store.
The thrift store, where?
You can use them Kanye fashions. They ain't doing that.
That's what Kanye come in at. Come on, Kanye.
Let me get all that stuff you ain't using.
Kanye and John Legend are friends. Help me, boy.
They really are. They really, really are. Yeah, so. So far, that's where we are with it right now. Underground. Yeah, I hate that because it was a really good show. Yeah, you would have loved it, Steve. Great show.
I'm sorry.
Maybe it'll find a home someplace else on another network.
It's not going to find nothing until you reduce that cost. Who going to buy into that?
Yeah,
that's true. Oprah can't help you save it. Come on now, we got to reduce the cost.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need to go find Nate Parker. 5 million episode. Hell, he shot Birth of the Nation. Whole damn movie, wasn't
it? Coming up next, J. Anthony Brown is going to murder another hit. Can't wait for this. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Take it to your boy. It's time.
Come on, Unc.
It's time for him to murder another hit.
That time again.
Hey, boy, right here.
Let's go, Steve.
Well, you know, we bought him out of, we made a Durant. Well, you know, kind of, you know, it's a Durant-type trade.
Okay.
You know, we bought in Durant on the Golden State squad. So he is the old beat-up version of Durant. He can't jump that high. He can't. He don't even know nothing about basketball. But it's time for him to do what he do know about, and that bringing on to that heat, man, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to murder another hit.
Here we go. You know what, everybody? Sometimes you're inspired to do a song by just getting out of the shower and looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
And the song just pops into your head.
Oh, really?
Donna Summer's Bad Girls.
Uh-huh.
Check this one out. Man Boobs.
What?
How does that go together?
You'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
Man Boobs are too cute. Man Boobs are one sweet. Man Boobs are too cute. Man Boobs are one sweet.
Man Boobs.
Talking about these man boobs. Man boobs.
Man boobs.
I got these man boobs. See them best when my shirt is tight.
Bouncing.
Dig a secret needs a temp cup.
That's a man boob size.
Eating late, don't exercise. Then your big ass lays down. You know them well. What they are. So does everybody else. Your TT needs some rock. Yeah.
Man boobs are too cute. Man boobs are one sweet. Man boobs are too cute.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Talking about these man boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
I got these man boobs.
Man boobs are too cute. Man boobs.
Had them for a while.
Yeah.
Come from not working out.
Not exercise.
Not exercise.
Eating late, not exercise.
Yeah, you just make a song about any damn thing.
But Steve, this is what gets me about Jay. He's so in that it's like he is really in the studio. Like, he's really recording.
Man boobs.
Yeah.
But really singing. Man. Talking about man boobs. Man boobs. Yeah. I mean, but just be in it.
Yes.
I'm talking about all the way
all in.
But background saying, man boobs. Man boobs.
Man,
but it'd be a fire joint though.
Yeah.
It's a smash.
But the fact that he got the time though.
Yeah.
You know, it's young artists out here trying to acquire studio time. This fool gets studio time every damn day. Look at what he come out with. Man, boo.
Somebody trying to build a career. He in there taking the
Yeah, he out here destroying
it. What, they step on the radio out here trying really bad.
There's people out here trying to build a career. He don't even want one. All his studio time is whatever. Feel how you feel.
Good stuff, Jay.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man, boo. A new one Friday. We'll have a new one Friday. So hey,
countdown is on.
Man.
All right, we're going to this jam. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Steve. Right what about up? 4 minutes after today's strawberry letter. But, and the subject is my husband's secret children. Wow.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's deep. But first, nephew Tommy is here with his prank phone call. Hooking up at the daycare is the name of it. Hooking up at the daycare.
What?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Frida.
This is Frida, and who is this?
You don't know me. My name is Lonnie. I know. I wanted to call you. I've been looking for, trying to get your phone number actually for like about 2 weeks now.
What do you need my number for, baby? Can you get on with it? Because I'm on lunch break. I'm trying to hurry up and eat my lunch, and I need you to come on with it.
Okay. Now, is your husband is...
what is your name again?
My name is Lonnie.
Okay, and you asking about my husband. Now, what about... Yes, that's my husband.
See, the problem I'm having, Miss Frida, is that I looked through my wife's cell phone about 2-3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I found out that this actual phone number belonged to your husband named... And he been text messaging her. And,
stop right there. Stop right
wait
there.
Wait a minute, let me finish though. He been text messaging her different text messages and stuff about he want to meet up with her and how she looked the other day and stuff like this here. But then even worse than this here is he, you know, done sent some pictures of himself, some naked pictures on the cell phone.
Baby, please. Because if he's texting anybody, it needs to be an employer about a job. I know you're not telling me. Who, baby, who is your wife? What's your name again?
My name is Lonnie, and my wife name is my wife name is Denise.
Denise. Mm-mm. That ain't registering with me. We pretty much have an open relationship where we kind of communicate, and I don't know nothing about no Denise. And we
okay,
have pretty
let me
much
ask
got
this.
Together.
Okay, do your husband's last four digits on his phone is 6822?
Yeah, that would be the last four digits.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Man, I'm not trying to call you. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed in my wife because of these text messages and these pictures and stuff. You know, I'm the one. That's why I say, okay, I need to call this man's wife right here and see what, you know, do she
okay,
even know it?
I need you to wait a minute. Back up, baby. Be quiet for a minute. Look here. Okay. Denise, you're Lonnie. Okay, where they supposed to have met at? You know, because we used to go everywhere together when we go to... First of all, the don't work. Let's go there. He does not work.
Okay, so...
I don't know where it is. When he leaves the house, we're together. So where did they meet? How did they meet 2 weeks ago, you say? Because, I'm listening to you now. You got
well,
my
I don't. I don't know if they met 2 weeks ago. I just found him in the cell phone 2 weeks ago. That's what I'm saying. Now, you say, if you saying he don't work, then evidently it must be during the day while you gone or something. You say you on your lunch break right now?
Yeah, And where is your wife right now? Wait a minute. Do you know where your wife is right now?
Well, she's supposed to be at work right now.
And you know what? I just called him. He told me he was going to get in the tub. And when I called back, it was taking him long. He used it. Okay. Okay. If I ain't have to go back in this hospital, baby. Yeah. Where's your wife? I need you to get to. We need to see where your wife is.
Well, see, my wife works at wait a minute. Do y'all have kids?
Hell yeah, we got kids. And that's my problem. That's why I'm so upset. I'm working all day. I get up at 4 a.m. to make sure I got everything prepared for the whole day. Got to get the kids ready. We have 3 kids, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
Okay.
We have
is he the one? Because see, because my wife works at a daycare. Do he drop them off at a daycare?
Don't start, you baby. It's getting deep. If I get to this, what daycare does your wife work at, baby? Because I see, don't start me. Yeah, he dropping them off.
Okay.
If you tell me tonight, baby, just tell me. I swear, Lonnie.
Now she's been at this place called Children's Academy.
You are lie. You better not tell me this non-working is with the that's supposed to be watching our kids.
I'm already upset and been upset about this year's I've been holding it for the last 2 weeks. I've been holding it. I ain't said nothing till tonight.
Why are you holding it? Your is crazy. You should have been calling me. When he get his, let me tell you something. I get up at 4 every morning. And this I have to be to work for 6:30 every morning. I get to that damn hospital. I slave all day. Then come home and slave for him. Try to make sure he feels good as a man, although he's not working. You know, it wasn't his fault he got laid off. But, hey, I want him to feel good, although he's not working. Because, you know, y'all don't feel too good when you're not working. So, I wanted him to feel good. I tell the kids, you know, it's going to be okay. But I bet you this got that something.
Wait a minute now, because that is my wife. Don't be her. She's my wife.
Wait a minute. See, I told you was ignorant, because, see, you should have been calling me long ago. Let me tell you how you ignorant, too. See, she's a first of all, because she said she too dumb. She said erase that out of her. She don't know how to play the game. And she with my husband, and he's sending her naked pictures. He ain't got to be showing her no way. Trust me, it ain't worth showing. I was just with him because he was a good man. I guess my is dumb, too.
I was gonna ask you this here, cause
this is go ask. What do you want to ask? What can you ask me? You just told me this here is with your wife, some named Denise. Yes, that's what I said. And this is the that's watching the twins. Baby, we have twins. Do you hear me?
Can I say something else to you?
I don't need you to say a thing.
I say one more thing?
What the do you need to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Gerald.
This is some. Let me tell you something. That got the nerve to be pranking me. He needs to be trying to find a job. You know what? This is some. I'm going to get it when I get home. His non-working I ain't cooking tonight. Let me tell you, the only thing that saved the situation is because, first of all, I'm a woman, so I want more information. But the second thing is, we need the job. His don't work. I couldn't leave work. All I'm going to get is
I got to ask you something, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Definitely the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Let me tell you something. You know I'm gonna get you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Nev. People are buzzing. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but people are really starting to buzz and be concerned that Beyonce has delivered her twins. A source from Jay-Z's 4040 nightclub said Beyonce welcomed yesterday morning a girl and a boy.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, DJ Khaled relayed news that the twins arrived. Us Weekly quoted two sources that security around L.A., Cedars-Sinai Medical Center was tight, but this could be a false alarm. This could be a false alarm. Nothing has been confirmed by her reps, no official announcement. As a reminder, last month, In Touch Weekly reported that Jay-Z had hired a decoy team to draw paparazzi away from Beyonce's arrival to the hospital. Jay was also demanded that medical staff sign confidentiality agreements. He also doesn't want security cameras in the room or hospital.
I know their names.
The babies? Mm.
Yes, I know already.
What, you know?
Rich and richer.
Yes.
Yes. Coming up.
You know, everybody worried about it. How about it ain't your damn business? How about it?
But you know, people just
want to know.
It's Beyonce. Come on.
Yeah, but you know, man. But let them have the baby though.
Yeah.
Babies. Yeah. Twins.
Babies. Man. Twins. Yeah. A boy and a girl. Steve. That is what she's gonna
They are connected.
All right, Strawberry Letter coming up. A subject, my husband's secret children. Speaking of babies.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, it's that time. It's Strawberry Letter time. Buckle up. Hold on tight. Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, my husband's secret children. Dear Steve and Shirley, my husband never wanted me on Facebook, but I made an account anyway to keep in touch with family and friends. We've been married for 2 years, and I loved and admired him until recently. Fast forward to one of the worst days of my life. I was scrolling on Facebook and came across a picture of my husband's daughter and another little girl. The hashtags under the picture were hashtag sisters and hashtag looking like their daddy. I knew my husband had one daughter before I met him, so I waited a couple of days and I called my husband's baby mama to ask her about the picture with the two girls. To my surprise, she told me that my husband has a total of 4 children and that the other little girl is my husband's daughter too. I asked my husband about it and he won't tell me everything. I'm hurt on so many levels. My husband had all of the children before we got married, but I'm still hurt. I'm his wife. I should know everything. Should I leave him because he won't come clean? Please help. Yeah, I would be hurt too in this situation. Something does stink in this marriage. His lying, his omission, his negligence in telling you about something as important as having another daughter or two or three or whatever the situation is, it is so important. I mean, why is he keeping them a secret is the question. Is he ashamed of them? And I hardly think that's the answer since they're all over Facebook with hashtags talking about looking like their daddy and all of that. So the question is, how could he not want you, his wife, to know about his children? I mean, if you guys have children, if you guys you're married and you decide to have children, then these secret children will be their siblings, and they definitely should know about each other. So it just reeks of something not cool. I'm glad you do have contact with his baby mama, even though that might be a little crazy, because at least you were able to get the truth about the kids, even if she has ulterior motives in the situation, like, you know, still wanting him or whatever the situation. Now you know the truth about that. Yeah, he has secrets. He's not coming clean. Just something stinks. Now, should you leave him because of that? It depends on what else he's lying about. Steve?
Who said he's lying about something?
I didn't. I'm just saying it depends. Just do your answer.
Well, you know, Shirley, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just
every
do
time
your
we
answer.
Do a letter. Yeah, every time.
No,
we
can't
do a
nobody
letter.
Say nothing about your damn man. What you can't do is just ride over this man. I don't say nothing.
Well, it's not like you know him personally. Just do your answer.
I'm going to do it, Shirley.
Okay. Well, good, because it's your time.
Husband, and I'm going to do it. I ain't got no ink pen or nothing. I couldn't even take no notes.
Aw.
It'll be okay. Watch this, though.
I know, baby. I know.
I made a Facebook account any damn way. He told me he didn't want me on there. Well, I made one. I'm trying to stay in touch with my family and friends. They was married for 2 years. You loved and admired him until recently. Then something happened. You said it was one of the worst days of your life. Hey, man, could you cut the music off?
What is your nerves. Okay, calm down.
Y'all heard music.
There ain't no rap show.
Your nerves are bad.
What do you mean rap show? It's a strawberry.
You know how they play music doing all the interviews now? I don't need that.
Strawberry Letter is hardly a rap song, Steve.
Brothers Johnson, you tripping.
I know. Come on.
Come on.
My
scrolling on Facebook and came across a picture of my husband's daughter. Now, you knew about this one. And another little girl. The hashtag on the picture was sisters looking like they daddy. Mm. I knew my husband had one daughter before I met him, so I waited a couple of days and I called my husband's baby mama to ask her about the picture with the two girls. To my surprise, she told me my husband got a total of four children and that the other little girl is my husband's daughter too. I asked my husband about it. He won't tell me everything. I'm hurt on so many levels. Now, the husband had the child before y'all got married, but I'm still hurt. I'm his wife. I should know everything. Should I leave him because he won't come clean? No. I can assure you this is what happened. Somewhere in y'all's dating experience, you might have made some statement so somewhere to this man. I can accept one child, but I'm not finna be doing with no whole lot of baby mama drama. He saw the fact that he could lose you, so he decided not to bring up the other baby mama drama. I'm telling you exactly. Jay, am I right about that?
He's absolutely right.
Kier, am I right about that?
Absolutely.
He was treading the waters, right.
Somewhere in this conversation, and it's not your fault. I'm not blaming the wife that's writing this letter. Don't get me wrong. She's absolutely 100% correct in feeling what she's feeling. I'm just trying to give you why he lied. Mm-hmm. And here's the other shocking part for most women. He did not lie. He just ain't tell you everything. There is a difference, ladies.
That's called omission.
We must. Omission, listen to me, is not a lie.
What?
An omission is an omission. A lie is telling a falsehood about a fact. But if he don't bring up the fact, it is not a lie.
It's not.
It is a record of omission. Mm-hmm. Now, after years go by, you can't say, well, hell, you ain't never asked me. Oh, I forgot.
Right.
You can't forget kids. Mm-mm. Now, the important thing in this whole letter is he taking care of the children? That is his responsibility, and he has to. Should you have known? Yes, you should have.
Yes.
Because you deserve the right to know exactly everything you're getting into. But the fact of losing you, if you knew everything you're getting into, prohibited him from telling you everything you needed to know. I'm just giving you the insight to the working of the male species. This is how we think.
It's wrong.
Absolutely, it may be wrong, Shirley, but that's so to us, it ain't. It ain't to us.
Or any other
man. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing for him.
I mean, dead wrong, Shirley.
Yes, it's so wrong.
I'm sorry.
Men understand. You're right, Steve.
I got you.
Men understand.
Men out there going, yeah, you're right, man. I feel you, dog.
Tony, you stay out of it because you don't even have kids.
But I have been in this situation.
We come back. 877-29-STEVE. If there's a man in here that know what I'm talking about, 877-29-STEVE. Call me right now.
Everybody knows about lying. We'll be back. My husband's secret children.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, part two of your response to the Strawberry Letter subject, my husband's secret children.
See, I asked people to call because Shirley, you and Carla and Monica, Mississippi Monica in the background, appalled at this man and the response. I'm just trying to help y'all understand why he did it.
It doesn't.
Why he did it.
Does that make it all right? No.
No.
Okay.
Of course not. But you need to understand the thinking behind it. Here's a man that had a child that she found out about. She probably said somewhere in the conversation, yeah, I could do one, but I can't do no more. Now, he got more. So he went, well, damn. I'm going to lose the chick of my dreams because I done made some mistakes as a younger man. Well, man, just let me not talk about this no more. Boom.
My kids, this being my kids that I have, I'm not that, buying it.
But, you know, he didn't tell her, but he handling the business. Obviously, she didn't want no relationship with him. That could be it, too. See, y'all don't know. I ain't finna be putting up with no all these kids. I do this one. You know, if you say something like that to a man, he gonna lock up.
Somebody.
Let's go to phones.
All right, let's go. Let's talk. And all guys, let's talk to Adam on line one out of Georgia.
Adam.
Hey, hi, guys.
Have you been listening to the Strawberry Letter, Adam?
Yes.
That's why he's calling, Steve.
Do you have, well, Shirley, it's called a setup, girl.
Don't get mad at me because that man
No,
lied.
See, what's wrong is you mad because it's all guys. That's what it's for, ain't it? Just relax, Shirley. This ain't mad. About you.
I'm not mad.
Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Sure. So, me and my wife, we've been together since 2012. That was one of the first things she asked me, do you have any kids? That has been a constant question for the past 3 years since we've been married. And even now, she is 15 weeks pregnant with twins, and she's still asking me that question. Do you have kids? I just don't know why it's continuing to come up after I've given her a definitive no every time.
Well, she's seen it happen to some girlfriends. She may have had it happen to herself in her past. How old is your wife, bro?
She is 29.
29. Could in her past she have been dating a man and find out that he had kids later on?
No, none of the men that Shelly, she's told me about have ever had kids. Maybe one has cheated on her, but that's about it.
Right, but see, because she ain't told it to you, don't mean it ain't happened. And I'm not saying anything about your wife negatively. Don't take it that way. I'm just saying maybe a guy who cheated on her also had a baby somewhere and she found out about it. That's what she's talking about. And that's all it is, man. It could be just a suspicion. Have you done anything to make her think it's another kid out there?
No, nothing.
Okay. Well, then you straight, dog. See, one thing about it, when they're accusing you of something that ain't true, that's a good one.
Yeah, stay on it.
Strong.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. You and you ride that one out because you're going to need that one. That's a get-out-of-jail-free card because you're going to do something in a minute.
Some lying is going to take place. Thank you, Adam. All right, let's go to line two and talk to Kenneth out of Texas.
Kenneth.
Yes, sir.
You heard the letter. You got a comment on it?
Yeah, I do. First of all, I want to say hello, Steve Harvey. How you doing?
I'm good, soldier.
I've been listening to you for over 30 years now. I'm retired military, 25 years, but I've been following you every place I've been. I've been listening to you, and I admire you, and I praise God for you for the things that you're doing with the mentoring camps and everything else. And I just pray that God continue to keep blessing you in the morning show to grow bigger and go higher and higher every day.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
That is.
What's going on with these babes?
Yeah. Come on. Ken, come on. What's happening?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, I was in the same situation like this gentleman.
I knew it was
my wife.
Yeah.
I was in the same situation like this when I met my wife. We begin to talk and everything, and she had said something to the fact to where she didn't want any kids, and she wasn't trying to date nobody with a bunch of kids and stuff like that. And so I just didn't say nothing about it, and it never came up. And after we got married and years down the line, it ended up coming out that I did have some children. She has accepted my children. She loved my children, and you know, we've moved on past that point. And we have, matter of fact, we have a child of our own now.
But let me ask you a question. Kenneth. Why did you not tell her about the kids? Tell Shirley and Carla that.
And how many?
Because at that point we had begin to talk. I fell in love and I didn't want to lose what I had. I had been in a previous relationship where it was violent. And it wasn't violent on my end, it was violent on the other end, and I didn't want to go through that. And I finally found somebody that I loved and I admired and I appreciated, and I didn't want to lose this jewel, this diamond in the rough that God had, that I know God had.
Good. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Now let me ask you this for Shirley. Shirley wanted to know, how many kids did you have?
I had three.
One, two, three, boom, over with, pam, 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 just like that.
What else was she going to do? You're married. Come on.
One, two, three.
and my kids are grown. We've been married 9 years, and we're about to renew our vows. My kids are grown. Like I said, she loves them. You know, she's right there for me. She encourages me to see him and go see him and everything.
I don't want to date no man. I ain't finna have all this. Sometimes we keep it to ourselves until you grow up.
Yeah, but they're married. What is she gonna do? They're married. Of course, she's gonna accept him.
The subject even came up. You know, after she found out, she was kind of upset, but. You know, we even talked about it. I said, well, you know, if this isn't what you want, you have the option to go.
Hang on, man. We got to go. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Miss Ann will be back. She's going to be here with a special news report. There's been a shooting at the congressional baseball game in Virginia. Miss Ann will have details on that, so stick around for that, please. Coming up, J. Anthony Brown's Man in the Street, of course. But first, we want to get back to the calls from men only, I see, on this strawberry letter. The subject was my husband's secret children.
Just trying to help you understand, Shirley.
I get exactly it, what, Steve.
No, obviously you didn't. You didn't. Mm-hmm. You didn't. You didn't.
I understand. Why? Lying again to get what you want.
No, basically. It's not lying to get what you want.
Yeah,
you
said
withheld the truth and all the facts to not lose something you have to have.
That's it.
The same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yes, it is, Steve. Yes, it is.
If someone doesn't divulge all the information to you in fear of losing you, are you kidding me?
Same thing. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
It's not a lie if you haven't lied.
You ain't told it.
Damn.
It ain't came out.
You ain't told the lie yet. It's not a lie.
You have children. You did not disclose the fact that you had children to your wife. Oh, well, you know, now we're one big happy family. She's accepted my kid. Well, you're married. Yeah. What is
you
she
in it
do?
Now?
I see how you're going to act.
Let's get a commitment.
It's selfishness.
Can't run the risk
you
of losing
want what
her.
You
the
want.
The man said he didn't want it. Shirley, the man said it. Go to the phones.
Okay. I was going anyway. Line 3, Darius out of Arkansas.
Hey, what's up, man?
I told you.
Shirley, I'm going to try to help you out a little bit. I've actually told
I don't need your
truth.
Help.
You going to get the help, Shirley.
I don't need it. What? Come on, Darius.
I actually told the truth about what I had going on. Mm-hmm. And I knew everything, what was going to be on the line. My kids was on the line, you know. If I knew, if I told this woman about what I had going on, especially because we were starting to, you know, try to get our groove back. But I knew if I told the truth, then I knew that my kids and everything that I worked for towards this woman was going to be gone. So I had to decide if I was going to tell the truth or if I was going to lie. You know?
Okay.
And the first intuition was to lie, because I knew that if I told what I had to say, or if I kept it to myself,
mm-hmm. then, you know, I wouldn't have to go through what I'm going through as we speak, you know. So I told the truth about the baby that's, you know, currently here. And now, since I told the truth, she couldn't accept it, you know, did what she did, packed up, left, whatever. But I'm with Steve, man. If you tell a woman what it is, especially, you know, if she already throw it out there what she don't want,
right,
it's going to change the whole mind frame of everything, man. It's going to, you know.
It was hard for him to tell it to us, Shirley. I see. Just, he don't know us.
But doesn't she have the right to know?
That's how painful this is.
Yeah. She has the right to know what you have going on.
But why lose something good? You know?
Yeah.
If she's that good, she'll be around. She'll come
around.
She's
a
good woman.
If
she's a good woman.
Yes, Shirley is right.
That's not a true statement if she's a good woman. Yeah. No, she's no. Don't you put that on her like
but
that.
You but you don't. You won't even
selfish.
Take the risk. Yeah, that's selfish.
Take
the risk. You won't even take the risk to find out if that's the case. I'm clapping and talking at the same time.
But you know, Shirley can't clap off beat. You know, she be off beat when she talks.
Oh, but I must be passionate about this one.
Shirley.
Yes, Steve. Yes, I'm right here.
What?
How you going to sit up and say if she's a good woman, she'll stay? Yeah. She said what she would not tolerate.
And he didn't want to
bring
it.
Now, this man has some information. She said what she would not tolerate. The man, after finding out what she don't want to tolerate, man, I'm in love with this girl. I'm trying to have someone else. Well, let me keep this away from her before she leave me now.
So
he told her she left.
So you lied about your kids? Yeah.
Thank you.
She has a right to know if you have children. I'm sorry.
He didn't lie about the kids. He divulged the information voluntarily. Shirley, this man just told you. He told her.
He told the truth.
He just told. Now she gone.
She gone.
Messing around with the damn truth.
Bam. When an omission.
When a lie will do.
Yeah, when an omission.
Wow. Oh, man.
You guys are just lying.
Man.
Girl.
Women change their minds all the time. We really do.
Stop that. Women lie. Women lie. And women lie just as much as men do. It's just women are much, much better at it.
And
yes, like everything else. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, finally,
we ain't here lying about
something.
No kids.
Yeah, just imagine.
Well, you can't lie about no kids.
Just imagine if that were in reverse, though. If she
That's
had all
saying.
These kids and she didn't tell you, you'd be
women
so gone.
Women do that
you all
the
know
time.
If you got a lot of kids. Yeah.
You'd be so gone.
Mm. What?
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Because we're never going to agree on
women
this.
Women lie all the time about having kids. You meet them, I have no kids, and you go over there, it's like a thriller video. They're just coming up out the ground.
You don't lie, Jay. I hate you.
I know.
Yeah, we find out about
it. You guys are really
damn
kids.
Shirley.
You're trying to justify your lying. Yes.
Shirley.
Your omission. Yes,
Shirley.
Steve. Yes.
There have been women who have omitted the children from the conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Omitted it.
Thank
you. There
are
exceptions
omitted.
To every rule. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't no exceptions. Yeah. Y'all lie too.
You meet their kid, y'all the same age.
Shut up, Jigga.
What?
All right, we'll be back with Miss Ann up next, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to take it over to Miss Ann now. There's been, unfortunately, a shooting in Virginia. At a congressional ball game, and Miss Ann has the latest. Good morning again, Miss Ann.
Yeah, Shirley, it's an annual game, Democrats versus Republicans. It's a fun game. They raise a lot of money for charity, thousands of dollars for charity.
Wow.
And whoever the sitting president is, he usually attends this event. So it's a good feeling event. It's not like an alt-right, you know, or some sort of racist event. It's just you know, Republicans, they were practicing because the game is scheduled for Thursday, tomorrow, and they face the Democrats. And it's an annual thing. It's a very, very nice event. And I spoke to Representative Cook from Alabama. He was there.
On deck, about to hit batting practice on the third base side of home plate, and I hear a loud bam.
And I look around, and behind third base in the third base dugout, I see a rifle. And then I hear another blam, and I realize that there's an active shooter. At the same time, I hear Steve Scalise over near second base scream. He was shot.
Now, he got Steve Scalise, and apparently Scalise was shot in the hip, and he also took off his belt, he said, and he tried also to stop the bleeding there with Steve Scalise also.
There were a number of congressmen lying on the ground. One of them was wounded in the leg, took off my belt, applied a tourniquet to try to slow down the bleeding. And I look up, and there's a guy with a gun blasting away. Fortunately, it was one of the good guys, one of our security detail who was shooting back, and he was ordering us to stay down. Another security detail person was closer to home plate. Eventually, it seems that the shooter shot both of our security detail people, and the shooter starts coming around the home plate towards we are outside the fence line. And my understanding is that's where our security detail, maybe some of the ones who were wounded, took him down.
Yeah, so that person, that suspect, is in custody. So we don't have an ID on that custody, but several news organizations are confirming that they do have a suspect in custody. As for Majority Whip Steve Scalise, he's being treated there. Apparently, they got a helicopter that landed on the field and took away the most seriously wounded people, including Steve Scalise, the Majority Whip, and they are being treated as we speak. And also those security guards, apparently, he said that they were not killed, but they were injured. At least that's what we have now on that. But we will see what happened, how serious their injuries were. But again, a suspect is in custody. Several people, Republican congresspersons and their aides, shot at this morning and wounded while they were simply at a baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. And this has been Ann Tripp.
Oh, thank you, Miss Ann. Thank you. Oh, my God. You know, wow. I mean, what a horrible story. I mean,
this world,
just
man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You are safe nowhere, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, Steve. Wow. Yeah. Well. All right. Geez. We'll keep you posted. You know, when we get information, of course, we'll give it to you. And yeah, we'll keep you posted and keep them in your prayers, please. Your thoughts and your prayers. Mm-hmm. The people who were wounded, the congressman, Steve Scalise, and everyone. Anyway. Man, oh, man. All right, Steve. You're down at mentoring as we make this transition. Mm-hmm. You're down
you're
at mentoring.
I'm struggling with your transition, Cheryl.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is, woo! Thank you. This is tough. You know, you're down at your mentoring camp. It starts this week. You're excited about it. Tell us
very
more.
It's really my favorite thing that I'm involved in.
Mm-hmm.
These young men today will arrive, over 200. 200 single mothers will be with them. The mothers stay in hotels. We'll have a greeting tonight. Meet everybody, tell them what to expect from the program. We'll greet the boys as they get off the bus. That's always quite an amazing event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we spot right away, our first job is to identify who's going to require the most work.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, look, when you're dealing with boys, you know, they make it known right away. It's really funny, man, how they are. And what's really funny about these young men is they got some great spirits about them. Mm-hmm. But they have a way that they've been doing it with their mother and their grandmother, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use a certain bravado, and so it you know, we identify it early, so we can give some special attention to those young men, so we can get them to conform to what the program is, and after that, they have a great time, man. They have a great time, and they walk away having a mentor. They walk away knowing what love is from a man, and they walk away with a clear idea of what manhood is. And how to build your dreams. And that's what we're going to start doing today. We'll be talking about that all day. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you're down at the mentoring camp. It starts this week. It starts today, actually. The boys arrive and everything.
Yeah, I just came back in here fishing.
You've been fishing.
Yeah, I went out on the lake. It's right in front of the cabin. I just walked out there on the lake. I ain't catching them, but Got me about 12 cast in.
you're even sounding different now. You're starting to
warming up, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nice out here, man. I'm a mile. I got to do cut through a mile trail, a wooded trail for 1 mile before I get to the camp. But I got a couple of my Polaris's out here, so I can handle. I got my knives and my guns, so I get on off up in them woods. See what's
I mean, I'm talking.
All right,
about,
well, let me, Han Junior.
Talk about Paul Bunyan is out there. David Crockett is out there.
This is Indiana Jones. Well, if you get any mosquito bites, Steve, I know there's going to be a lot of mosquitoes around. And who doesn't get a lot of mosquito bites in the summer? Here's a quick and cheap way. Oh, really?
I'm okay. Tell you what you do.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, and then we'll see if yours is like this. A cheap way to heal them, a quick and cheap way to heal them is Vicks Vapor Rub. Is that what you have?
Hell no.
This is the same stuff, you know, Vicks, that you rub on your
chest.
It
gets for the mosquito bites.
Yes, it says it will stop your bites from itching and make the bumps go away. Three of the main ingredients in the rub, menthol, camphor, and thymol, instantly cool the itch, and nutmeg oil soothes the inflammation.
That's a true statement. But if you put it on, you attract most stuff to you.
Oh, so what's yours?
What?
You said you had one.
I'm talking about how to keep them off you.
Yeah, how to keep off.
See, best way to do it, don't get bit. Hell.
Really? That's what you got?
Yeah, that's what you need.
Not to get bit.
Man, I wish I knew how to. Let me put this on Instagram, show y'all how to do this here.
Mm-hmm. Come on. So how
it's
do
called
you not
Deep
get
Woods.
Off?
Deep Woods. Listen to it.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
One more time.
Deep Woods. Come in a dark green can. It's made by Off. Don't buy Off. Off ain't what Deep Woods got. It's got D in it. It's extra.
They deep with it.
Now listen to me. When you're outside, spray it on your shoes and your ankles. And then on up.
Oh.
That stops stuff from crawling up on you, biting you, all that. You want to cover them ankles, man. You got to hit them ankles when you're outside, because that's what the mosquitoes do. They sneak and they go down low.
Oh.
And ain't nothing worse than a mosquito bite on the ankle, because ain't no meat down there. You just itching.
Yeah. Do you? This is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Go ahead.
Do you spray your butt?
You spray everything that's exposed. I spray it on the outside of my clothes.
That's exposed. Your butt isn't exposed.
Well, you might have to go to the restroom outside.
You better have it on there.
In answer to your question,
if you squat down and boo-boo in the woods.
Steve, really? Really?
I'm trying to help you, Shirley.
Steve.
If you squat down Shirley, what's so offensive about that? Why you think I used the bathroom when I was home?
I'm not with you.
Man, I don't believe her. I can't live with you. I'm so sick of your bullshitness. I'm just through with her.
Do you hear yourself?
Steve, boo-boo. Oh, my God. Who does that? You do every day.
Let's go to these jams, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
Lucky for you, that word, I like it.
Steve.
Because you're white. Because you're white.
What? Jay.
All right.
Yes.
Essence is coming up, guys.
Oh, man.
Carla Jr., you guys are going down. Essence. The Essence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. What you got, Junior? You want to go first? You want me to do it? Well, Essence is going down. Essence
Thank
Fest
you, Tess.
In New Orleans. I will be hosting Essence Eats Experience. You know they picked the right person for the right job hosting.
Oh, yes,
with all the celebrity chefs, it's going down. You know it's some good eating in New Orleans anyway, right? June 30th through July 2nd, New Orleans Convention Center, Essence Fest. Now we're less than a month away, so if you haven't registered, because you need to register for the Essence Eats Experience, I want you to go to my Instagram page. I have all the details at Lips by Carla right now. See you in New Orleans. I will be there. Junior will be there. What you got going on, Junior?
I'm going to be at the main stage on Friday night with Diana Ross, John Legend, NDRE.
Wow.
Ronda Ross. N-D-R-E. Yeah, man. I'll be there Friday night, June 30th.
In the Superdome.
On the big stage?
On the big stage.
You go ahead, boy.
God is good, ain't it?
All the time.
Won't he do it?
Come on, boy.
Won't he do it?
You work it out, man.
Hey. And I'd like to really tell all my friends back in Houston, I told y'all.
What did you tell them?
Just what I told them. They know.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, they know exactly what I told them. I told
y'all. He was going to be in Essence one day.
17 years ago, I told y'all I was going to do Essence. Well, we used to go to college. We was in college. We used to go to Essence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Trust me, I'm being here.
Look at you now.
Now.
What?
Look at you.
Man. What?
I ain't gonna know how to act.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, as soon as I get off the stage, I have attitude. Just understand. Immediate attitude. Don't speak to me.
Are you gonna be brand new?
What? Did I just got a brand new stage? I got to be brand new. What's up, Junior? Keep it moving.
He think he better than everybody
else.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Because of Essence, man.
And we created a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you sure did. It's the biggest show I've ever done in my life.
He letting you know now. That's how he going to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't be mad. It came with
you going to be funny acting, Junior. You going to be funny acting.
Jay.
Because a lot of people say they're not going to change.
Yeah, man.
Well, I ain't with them. I'm changing that night. I'm changing
real
right
Hollywood.
I'm changing right after Good Night. Right after that, new person.
You can be Hollywood Junior. You can be Hollywood man.
Yeah, no. Yeah, by myself
though. You gonna
change
your number? You gonna change your number?
No, I keep the same number. I just ain't gonna ask.
Oh, okay.
Will you have people? Will you have people, Junior? You gonna have people?
Dog, I got an entourage so big, I ain't even making no money at Essence. Entourage, whoa.
How many people?
I got a classroom full.
21, 22.
25, 30 of them. Just deep. And when we go, it's going to look like a lion.
At least you're honest. Yeah.
At least you're honest about it. I like that. So we know. Get it all in before he hits the stage.
Because he's going to be brand new.
Yeah.
Only people I'm talking to is y'all. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking to y'all. But after that, it's brand new.
Show out, Junior.
Yeah, I'm going to show out.
Do your thing, man.
Uh-huh. Get out there and clown.
That's all I got to do, man.
Make sickle cell proud.
Yes,
there you go, man. Make them proud.
Give me some pointers, Steve. Like one quick pointer, because you've hosted before.
You did.
Energy.
15 years.
Energy and good times.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be back after these jams.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're back. Time for just one more thing.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
It's Father's Day this Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes. I know what one of my kids is getting me.
Oh, yeah? What are you getting? That's nice.
I can't say it because it's supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Mm. How did you find
out? But, you know, they leak everything because they leak it.
Oh, on the internet and Instagram and stuff?
Yeah, you know, group texts and this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Put you in it.
You know, and when you got 7 kids, something going to get leaked.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you get the robe you want.
I was thinking of, you know, for the fan base, here's one, like a lady on the show asked me, Steve, what could I get my husband for Father's Day? And I asked her what her budget was. Mm-hmm. And she said about $200. So I started thinking, okay, cool. What would be a cool gift to do around $200? So now, here's ladies, this is how you get your man to be better for you. And at the same time, have him think, is something in it for him.
Oh, always.
Uh-oh.
Do you understand the trick?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to make your man better for you, but you're going to make him think it's something in it for him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And grooming, all women like for their man to be well-groomed.
Yes, sir.
And most women have to remind their husbands from time to time, hey, you need some lotion on your elbows. Hey, where you going? You get the hair off your neck. Mm. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need that. So here's what I did, ladies.
What'd you do?
I got a great soap that's out, body washing soaps. But I made them especially for men.
Really?
And they're in Walmart. And they're very, very affordable.
Nice.
and you can go to Built. It's called Built Soap for Men, but you can just go to Built on Facebook. B-I-L-T. And I wanted to create a men's line with fragrances and a word that sounded like a man would want to use.
Yeah.
Because most skincare products don't say man. It's a female company who decides to get into the men's skincare business. But I just jumped into the men's grooming business on my own. So it's called Built Soaps for Men, and it comes in different fragrances. And I designed them with stuff that I like because of my travels and the way I am as a man. And I'm a man's man. You know, if you're a man and you don't like me, it's usually because you don't know me. You really don't. But I'm a man's man. Most men who meet me, and I get along with most men, who live by the honor code of men. I get along with them. So I created this soap called Built. You can get it at Walmart. Really? If you go there, it's a great gift. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's a three-part gift you want to get your man. You want to get your man a bottle of cologne.
Okay.
Your choice. Don't have to spend over $60 for it. Okay. Get your man some cologne. Your choice. Get your man some Built soap.
Okay.
Built soap. So you want to get the, you want to get the cologne. You want to get the Built soap.
That's B-I-L-T.
And you want to buy your man, you know, something nice, you know, Steve Harvey tie, you know, cufflink, socks, shirt.
Right.
Or somebody else's product, really, to be honest with you. But all of this makes your man look better, smell better, and groom better. But you're going to tell him, when you wear this, I love this. Man, put this on. That'll just turn me on. He'll bathe in this stuff and put this cologne on every damn day. So you get a better groomed man, and he's going to think it's something in it for him. Now, the Built soap comes in different fragrances. It's really, really nice. I kind of designed it around my lifestyle a little bit, you know. So I got it, Big Sky, because I'm, you know, country boy. I like being out in the woods and stuff, so I created a Big Sky fragrance. I got African Black, which, if you're familiar with African Black soap, is very, very nurturing.
Yeah.
These are all natural
soaps. Good for
your skin.
Soaps. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Really good. It's all natural soaps. Then I got Atlantic Surf, you know, for my love of the beaches. I got South Beach. But my two favorites is Havana Bay, because it has a more of a manly type tone to it. And I did it for, you know, cigars and guys that's sitting around. And it doesn't smell like a cigar, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful Havana Bay fragrance. And then it's Prohibition, another one of my favorites, for that man that, you know, smokes a cigar, sit down and have a nice little cocktail, bourbon, something like that. And it's called Prohibition. But get it. Go to Built on Facebook, everybody. And ladies, go to Walmart and get yourself some nice, man, some nice soaps for Father's Day. Get them the whole collection. It's very cheap.
B-I-L-T.
The bar and the body wash. Get the set.
Got it.
Feel it.
Thank you, sir. Take us home.
You know what I'm saying. And I'm down at these marriage camp changing these boys' lives, man. They'll be here this evening. But in the meantime, I'm going to get out here and do a little barbecue and grill and waiting on them. And fishing.
Okay,
What's all the yelling about?
You know,
because I get loud when I get excited.
You get your point across with yelling. He going to be down there.
Here come the hype man.
That's how he does it.
One more time.
Be at the mentoring camp.
He going to be down there.
I'm going to be fishing.
He going to be fishing with the boys.
Yeah, barbecue and chicken real.
Barbecue and chicken.
Hype man. Y'all have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Wait
it's
a minute.
Just Wednesday,
it's Wednesday.
Hype man.
Have it anyway. For
all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.